My morning's ruined, and I'm going to tell you right now. Good morning, everybody. Ambush just ruined my entire morning.
Wow. Wow.
And everybody needs to know about it.
If it were true,
I was fine in the headphones. Everything was working. And then all of a sudden, only one side's working. I can't hear myself the way that I need to. Am I yelling? I feel like I might be yelling because I can't hear myself correctly. Mom?
Well, I will say, to give additional context to that.
Who asked?
When?
Who asked?
Whatever happened with your headphones happened. I was nowhere near the controls.
Wrong.
Or anywhere near your headphones.
Okay, fine. I might have done it, but you didn't fix it in time.
Okay.
So.
Morning, everyone.
All right, fine. It was all my fault from the beginning, everybody. Fine.
How y'all doing?
It ruined my morning.
It ruined my morning. Oh, my goodness.
See, look, first text, good God, my eardrums, because I was yelling because Ambush did not fix the headphones in time. That...
I'll eat that.
I'm starting to learn that Ambush really enjoys me telling stories about him or, you know, us that are true, and he does not like the ones that are made up. He doesn't like fake flack.
You say fake flack?
Yeah.
Fake flack.
Is that a fair thing to say right now? I feel like you were
getting a little eerie
with me.
I think you might be right, but I'm not sure. I feel like that needs more analysis.
Oh, let's try this one.
My ability to do that analysis is distracted by the phraseology of fake flack, which I am now consumed with because I think that's pretty cool.
You know, I love some alliteration.
Fake flack. Stop hitting me with the fake flack, bro.
I like it. I think it sounds good. On it. Yeah. Sounds pretty good.
All right. So what are we talking about?
Well, did you want me to test the theory?
Yeah.
You know, tell a story in which you failed me. That's real, and then see if you like that one.
Okay. I think I already like it.
See?
I think your theory's right.
This is interesting.
Because it's funny. It's not funny.
That's the thing.
There's humor in it.
I like to laugh at the fake scenarios the most because they didn't.
Okay.
It didn't, in fact, happen
and
put me in peril.
I'm following.
You know? Last night, I let Ambush know the time is now. You're headed to the store. I need some chocolate.
This was true.
Just a little something, something.
Yeah.
A little something sweet for after dinner. And Ambush, and this is after I have done an incredible thing by interstate traveling. You know?
It's a trafficking.
Not trafficking.
All right.
But multi-state travel.
Yeah.
You know? I've been around the world in if you feel what I'm saying. That's how I felt last night. And Ambush says, hey, sorry to add to your plate, but I need you to do a little something for me once you finally make it back into the state.
True. I did say this.
And I said, you know what? I got you, babe. Not a problem. For sure, I think is what my response was. And then I showed up and I did exactly what I said for sure about. And then...
in a timely fashion.
Why, thank you. And then I asked for something. It was like a sort of the same thing. Hey, I'm sorry that you are doing this thing. But since you're going anyway, would you also... get your girl a little something, you know, pick me up something pretty at the store. Just make sure it's chocolate because that's what I need at the moment.
Right.
And Ambush was like, for sure.
It's true.
And then he came home without it.
What did I come home with, though?
Dinner and a Dr. Pepper.
Okay. I just think that it's
not important to the story.
Well,
here's why.
That's okay.
Here's why.
All right. Tell me why.
This is
dinner, no. But go ahead.
Okay. This is a separate, this is a stop you are deciding to make, right?
Which one?
The store beverage stop.
Yeah.
Yes. Beverage. You've already made your decision. This is not me asking you to make another stop.
It's not.
This is while you're there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you didn't. And then you forgot all the way about it. So when I was like, hey, did you get that chocolate? You were like,
sure.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
That was not my response.
All right, fine. That wasn't your response.
I was saying, what else did you get? To say that it's not that you were completely out of mind, because I was going to that store also with the intention of getting your Dr. Pepper.
Which is called a cold beer in my house.
Yes. Go to get your cold beer. The additional thing that you wanted.
I drink beer and I hardly ever get a Dr. Pepper.
Was, I completely forgot once I got in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Terrible.
And has yet to make good on it. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Thank you. Welcome to News with My Fiance, where Ambush likes us to put our near marital problems directly on the air.
Wow. Wow. You know what?
And allowed me to harm one of our listening fiancés.
Eardrums.
With my
exploded.
Booming voice.
Well, that you can't put on me.
Yeah, because you're the soundboard guy.
But you said,
I'm a door guy now. Did you know that?
Door guy.
I fix doors. Okay? I fix doors. If you need a door guy.
This is brand new news to me.
We don't talk anymore, ladies and gentlemen. I barely know this guy. We're spending a lot of time apart. And I blame my parents. But yeah, I'm a door guy now. I fixed a screen door that was laying on the deck, Guess who put those muscles to work? Jonesy over here.
You're an installer.
I'm an installer.
Reinstaller.
I'm a reinstaller. Yeah. I'm a fixer, okay? I have fixed the mesh in the screen. Now the doors can lock. Not only are they back on track... Locks fixed.
You're a regular Olivia Pope.
I'm quite the fixer. I'm a regular door guy.
Yeah. Michelle says,
good morning, Michelle.
Good vacuum your baseboards morning.
Oh.
It's a carpet beetle. It's carpet beetle larva season.
Oh.
And we've got more holes in our sweaters than Trump has improperly appointed federal prosecutors.
Oh.
Whew. Is that what was on the wall behind me, a carpet beetle?
First of all, this is, in fact, the news you can use.
Yeah. Also, chocolate from Morgan.
Also news you can use.
Is that what was on the wall behind me on the couch, a carpet beetle? What was that?
Not at all.
You never identified what it was.
Well, I didn't know. But it is, I know for certain, it was not a beetle.
Okay.
And that's what and it wasn't a spider.
There was just a look of...
It wasn't a centipede.
...like concern in your eyes when you told me don't move. And, you gave me, I want to say, psychic guidance to not turn around and look at it.
Yeah.
So I didn't. It was like, avert thy gaze.
I am trying a thing. Well, I've been trying this thing, but, it doesn't always present itself. Mm-hmm. But, people panic, when there are things near them that they don't know.
It's true.
And if I said, hey, don't move, there's a bug behind you, you would likely move or be like, what is it?
A less trained Ambush would move.
Okay.
An Ambush that has been around you for this amount of time freezes. Because if you're like, don't move, that actually, I want to be clear, it's not that I'm listening now because of complete trust, which I do have trust.
Oh.
What has happened in you saying, don't move, there's a bug behind you, you've created this sense of fear in me that if I move, I could make it worse. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so it's like, if I move, am I going to attract the bug? If I move, am I going to get in the way of the kill? Just stay still, bro. Just stay still.
Yeah.
The infrared's on. If you move, it'll sense your movement, and then we're all in peril. So just freeze up. I lock up. Fight or flight.
Well, it's what I'm asking you to do, so I'm thankful that it works out.
Yeah. Yeah.
My whole point is to be able to take care of it before there is any other issue. And this works really great with, you know, a lot of folks.
So there was a boll weevil on the wall behind me.
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
A what?
Boll weevil.
What is that?
It's a type of beetle.
Oh, okay. Well, this was not a beetle. I don't know how many different names of beetles, probably hundreds or thousands or whatever, but it wasn't a beetle.
Okay.
And it wasn't a spider, and it wasn't a scary thing. It was just a, it was a there, and I knew that you would not want it there.
Yeah. I don't like them.
So I took care of it.
And I can't see them. I don't like them. All right.
Call me the beekeeper.
Well, I won't.
Oh.
Well, I want to thank
you. Will
you
call me a door guy?
You're the door guy.
Yes.
You want to be a door guy or door gal?
I want to be a door guy. I am, because everybody's got a guy for a thing, right? They don't say I got a door girl. And so this, for me, is making the trade gender neutral. Guys has been a gender neutral name. Word,
yeah,
right? For me, for a long time. That doesn't mean that I'm doing it right. I'm just saying.
It's what it's been.
That's what it's been.
Yeah.
And I also like confusing my parents because I keep calling myself a guy when, oh, now I'm back in both headphones and now I'm too loud, huh? I'm yelling at everybody.
I don't think so. I got your volume pulled down.
Oh, thank God. I have no self-regulation, apparently.
Oh.
Anywho.
You like confusing your parents.
I keep saying whatever new thing that I've become an expert in by being at their house and having to, you know, do stuff. Like I install toilet seats.
Yeah, like I'm the refrigerator guy. I'm the toilet seat guy.
The
door guy.
Listen, the moment that I change the filter in their refrigerator, all bets are off, buddy. Okay? I'm a tradesman. And
you are.
I did not actually apprentice anywhere, but
I think this counts.
YouTube University. But I would be a fantastic addition to any steam pipe fitting union.
Okay, all right.
No, stop. Right. And here's... Okay.
You went so far. You changed the filter in the fridge, and now you're like,
I'm a pipe fitter? Well, here's why. If you would have just let me make the connection. What I've realized... being the fixer of the home.
Yes.
And many other things. I'm also a car guy now, you know? I fix cars.
Yes, you are a car guy. I love this. I love that you're just no guy on everything.
Yeah.
I'm your book guy.
I'm your book guy. I'm your link guy. You need a link to a funny something? I'm your guy. Need your door fixed? Also your guy?
Yeah.
Actually, I am going to give a caveat. Depends on the door.
Okay.
You know, I don't know about those half doors yet. I used to have an apartment that had two like little, my mom called Harry Potter doors because it looked like they went somewhere magical. You know, okay. I don't know that I could have fixed those doors. I'm unsure.
All right.
Full size doors.
But you've definitely been our HVAC guy.
The HVAC guy. Here's my point, and here's what I've understood, especially in my fixing cars days. This is women's work.
Oh, is it the precision?
It is the detail. It is the precision. It is the memory of maintenance. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like an engine of any car fixed by a car guy like myself.
Yes.
Is gonna be as shining as possible. Everything's tight. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not spilling the oil and leaving it there and letting it burn off. Mm-hmm. Like, we're gonna...
Mm-hmm. No.
There's a follow the logic thing that I think gets lost in some men brains.
Mm-hmm. It takes a greater degree of discipline and more... practice to match what comes a little bit more natural to the brain of the women's.
Well, so I think that it, in true, you know, at least American fashion, it makes sense that there's all these trades that it's like a man's got to get in there and do that thing.
Well, can't let.
And it's like,
get hurt, you know?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Can't dainty fingers.
Yeah. They get all twisted up in the gears and then your nails break off. And then what happens?
Yeah.
You know?
Then you got to spend the rest of the day laying down, I think.
Yeah.
When you break nails.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
It's what I've seen.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
In your previous years or?
Peer reviewed, researched.
It's just wild to me. There's stuff where I'm having the memories of, like, my dad taught me how to do these things. Mm. Or even instilled the confidence that I could figure it out.
Most importantly.
Instilled the confidence that I could figure it out. My man has quit trying to figure anything out, right? Like, hey, man, that's not really for me. That door don't work. Just lay it down.
This is on you guys now.
No, I ain't got nothing to do with it. His version of fixing things is not a fix. Like, you know, okay, the door is now, the screen door is up, but it doesn't, you can't move it.
Yeah.
But he's like, hey, I don't go out of that bedroom door anyway. So what's the difference?
Boom. What do I need it for? Yeah.
Guess your daughter?
No.
For the times that I have unfortunately left my parents' house key with ambush.
Yeah.
And I have driven all the way to that other state.
Yeah.
And neither one of them hear me knocking on the front door because their bedroom's in the back. And the TV is louder than any Dolby Digital you've ever heard in your life.
You can hear it as you begin to cross the border into Washington. You can hear that.
No, that's absolutely true.
You can hear the tone.
There is some, oh my gosh, them watching the Diddy documentary yesterday so loud was incredible. Sorry, none of this is news.
Did you guys start watching the Diddy documentary? We ain't start yet. We ain't started. Did y'all start?
Okay, I don't know who texts this.
The same person that said, good God, my eardrums.
Please put their name as Morgan's new best friend.
So you want me to save them in the contact?
Yeah, please save them in the contact.
Why, Morgan? Why?
MJ's bestie, because they said Morgan Jones is AI proof. And right now, okay?
That's all you needed to hear?
Please start calling me Teflon Jonesy. Okay? MJ Ultra out here.
Teflon Jonesy.
Untouchable by the AI? Come on, bruv. That's big. Okay. They're coming for all our jobs.
I will save them as MJ's best friend.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, so I guess while Ambush is doing that part, mm-hmm. I just want to say real quick what we will talk about later in the show. Something we didn't get to on Monday's show that we're really... I'm actually excited we got to save it for Thursday. But, you know, we're wondering, is Oregon showing us what common sense policies could do? Oregon homeless youth cash pilot quietly working?
Shush.
Question mark, question mark, question mark. And in Newport, over in the coastals, Newport erupts in protests over rumored ICE detention facility at municipal airport.
Boom.
And in national news, it's awful. Trump issues full pardon to former Texas Rep. Henry
Cuellar.
Yeah, Cuellar. Right?
You can go that way.
Okay. And his wife. After the 2024 corruption convictions of both of them. And that's not the only pardon man's been doing lately.
Not.
We've been doing a lot of like little quiet pardons of the scheming and the scammers. And so we'll get to that. Mm-hmm. But first.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed this ambush. Katie Miller. once Stephen Miller, mm-hmm. The sneaky little snake, mm-hmm. Stephen Miller.
I guess she was on Abby's.
She was on Abby Phillips' CNN show.
Wrestling. It's called Wrestling.
She has joined the chat of being the next, you know, conservative to go on any cable news show to say things that aren't true just to be able to say illegal immigrants.
I just like that show.
They are criminals. Yeah, I don't want to be a part of a show like that, and I don't mean to, you know, I'm not trying, no shade to Abby Phillips, because I don't know if the shade should be
right
thrown her way. But this 25-year-long, let's sit at the table and have the, you know, opposing sides argue their point has only added to this myth that is objectivity. And that objectivity is hearing both sides out. And in hearing both sides out, that both sides have equal merit in their stance. I hope I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
It is as if there's legitimacy to each side. Like there's equal parts, right. And you just got to hear it out, and then you can agree to disagree.
And in theory, I can understand that premise. In theory, I can understand that practice. But if you're not clearly identifying what the sides are, their positioning, the way in which they disseminate information, the type of information they choose to disseminate, then you are creating, you're hiding this wolf under sheep's clothing. You're pretending as if this is an honest conversation.
Exactly that.
So, yeah, like, it's
oh, look at this great thing we're doing in good faith.
Yeah, it's great to be able to have, you know, some Republicans and Democrats be able to chat it out. But if there is a party that is has made it their thing to disregard science and mathematics and data, then what you have to say is what we're having now isn't a balanced conversation.
No, what we're having is an opinion off on one side.
Right.
And that's not what debate is. Debate isn't opinion, right? You're supposed to be arguing facts.
Right. On a news show, specifically. Because if you want to have an opinion off, make it Springer. But that's the thing. They want to maintain this degree of, you know, importance and relevance and
legitimacy.
And legitimacy.
That everybody here at this table.
Right.
There's a reason everybody is here at this table. They're some sort of expert or of the field or, you know.
Right.
And
you're not providing us with experts.
You're not providing us with experts. You're not providing us with people who have any idea what they're talking about outside of the talking points that they get sent every morning.
Right. This is like Dr. Phil. Like, come on. Come on, you guys. This is not respected work. It's not. It's not.
But Katie Miller, if you are like, I don't actually know who that is, I just want to say really quick, she is, I mean, honestly, anybody that marries Stephen Miller is
Troubled.
Is maybe needing medicine.
Also a threat to democracy.
Yeah, but 1,000%. But she started doing Republican communications a while ago and then, you know, slipped right into the Trump administration right as Stephen was engineering this most restrictive immigration agenda in modern U.S. history. And he wrote those policies and she sold them.
Mm.
That DHS zero tolerance, you know, vice president's office, the press secretary and or she was the vice president's press secretary. And later she was the communications director. And their entire mission is to reshape America into, I don't know, a fortress for white Christian nationalism.
Yeah, sounds about right. Sounds about right.
Steven's goal has always been to dismantle any sort of asylum, just to completely gut legal immigration and, you know, add in more cruelty and then permanently bake that cruelty into the system again, you know? And her role is to completely normalize it. Package that harm, soften that language, make xenophobia sound like responsible governance or right. Proper patriotism. And, you know, we have to keep an eye on all of the people that are doing these things. We cannot do the let me give this woman the benefit of the doubt because she must not know that she's marrying a Nazi.
Right.
Like, patriarchy really does a number on us all, because all of a sudden that woman is just way too stupid to figure out that her husband's a Nazi. She just would never be with a person like that.
So what's the overall response been to her jumping out on these shows and on these mics? I think she was...
I mean, she continues to get invites. Hmm. She, you know... I don't know, but they always have, you know, there's multiple people who make zero sense on every cable news show
sure.
that are making a solid living doing exactly that. I don't know. I think her role is continued. I think that leaving the administration, being a part of the media, you know, echo chamber mm-hmm. and sort of front line of reshaping this narrative, and you know, I think that's where they feel she would be, you mm-hmm. know, most
useful,
effective.
Wow!
And it really is an effective tool to throw women out there in front of as many cameras as possible to say, "I don't want those people coming and harming me and my children."
The Somalians. Is that the people you're talking about? Is that possibly?
Probably Ilhan Omar specifically. Yeah. I don't know, because I think she knows every Somalian immigrant. And so, yeah.
We have drifted, I'll tell you that, as a nation. Big time. Big time. You listen to X-Ray FM at KXRY, Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in the Hale and Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Somebody sent me a text, somebody in a text thread sent me that link of Trump referring to Somalians as garbage. And I mean, again, not surprised by anything he does. I'm always just looking at the reactions and what it means for where we are. Again, this is the president of the United States. This was a phrase that immediately was followed by leader of the free world. Because of the way our nation led and purported to be an example to other nations. The United States is no longer leading anyone. In any regard, he's sitting right there at that desk, and he is saying that Somalians are garbage, and you don't want to let any more in, and you look at their country, and da 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 da. And it's like, this is not you being programmed. No one is, you're not parroting, and this is how you feel. And I don't think you're the first president to feel this way, but that's definitely the conversation you have with the cameras and mics off. Like, that's the way you're just like...
It used to be. I see what you're... Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And, it's because...
The shift is that we are regressing.
Most certainly.
Yeah.
And that this type of behavior is just normal, run-of-the-mill Trump and his ilk. This administration, these people can say and do whatever. And it's just like, well, what do you expect? I saw that Hakeem Jeffries was saying they're not seeking impeachment for Hegseth.
And,
why? Well, Hakeem says because of the makeup, the current makeup of the divisions of government right now, it wouldn't go anywhere. And that also that Trump wouldn't sign off on the impeachment. So it will be it will be an exercise in futility. I would be okay with that if I saw Jeffries
opposition anywhere.
Right. If I saw a strategy anywhere, then I would say, okay, this makes sense. Don't waste any energy with this because you guys are working on that. But you're not doing anything. You're not doing anything other than trying to stamp out more progressive voices within the Democratic movement. That's all you're doing. You're trying to secure positions and all that foolishness. You're fighting progressives more than you're fighting the Republicans. So when I saw this, I was like, whatever, dude, whatever. When are you done? When are you leaving?
I'm sorry to jump in. Am I cut?
No, you're not.
I'm struggling here, and forgive me, y'all, because sometimes I need a little reminder, and if you have the answer, please holla at your girl. Right now, with the Hegseth, what we're talking about, all of that, like, with him even talking about impeachment and the second strike on the Venezuelan boat, we're talking, this is about the one before, right?
September.
This is September.
Yeah.
This is, we've reported on this for months in the way that you told the coordinates in your Signal chat. There was a journalist in that chat. It's already been reported that they struck that boat and then struck it again to make sure that the people that were alive from the first strike were dead from the second.
Right.
I guess for me, I thought at the top of the week that we were talking about a new strike. And you're saying, no, we're talking about the strike that already happened, even though we are encroaching, continuously encroaching on Venezuela.
Yeah.
And so now, so that I fully understand, Hakeem Jeffries has hit the cameras and was like, yeah, we're not going to even entertain impeaching him. That's not strategic for us because it would go nowhere. So instead we will...
End sentence right there.
Wow.
Yeah. There's no instead. There's no, and you know, our plan is to, we will be finding ways to, there's nothing. None of that.
Good morning, Rudo. Rudo made it to the show. Finally. It's only, you know, a whole near 40 minutes, you know, past your wake up time. Oh, look at that bedhead. Rudo, I miss that face.
I do.
Rudo said, good December morning, fiancés. I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. XOXO, Rudo.
Roots.
We're always asking. We always care. I mostly care about Harper.
I was waiting for that to happen.
And I'll take the mostly out.
Okay. All right. Okay.
It is one Sean Carter's birthday.
I don't have any Sean Carter.
You don't have to. I was going to say is we're going to go to a music break, and I want to blame one of my very first best friends in life and still a continued best friend, Quaisha. I know you're not listening.
maybe someday.
But I do know that you're awake. It is your fault that I know Jay-Z's birthday the way that I do, because she, every December 4th, is like, it's Sean Corey Carter's birthday. Celebrate the greatest.
Now you got to text her.
So now I always, like, I know that man's birthday like I know her birthday, and that's silly. So that's where I'm at. When we come back from this music break, I think we'll hop right into one of the local stories. And I do, though, I do want to make sure that we talk about how these yearly wrap-ups are out here juking the stats. I mean.
Yeah. We're title in our house because, you know, we don't really bang with Spotify like that. But these wrap-ups, man,
Did you guys, whatever it is that your streaming apps that you listen to, did they get you right? There's our question of the day. No. Did your wrap-up seem accurate? Mm-mm. And it can be your whatever wrap-up. Like, I got a YouTube wrap-up yesterday. Wow, boy, what do I listen to?
Oh, wow.
Anywho.
To see my YouTube wrap-up.
It was fun. Yeah.
All right, we're going to hop into music break. We'll be right back.
Can I real quick say something about that song choice?
Yeah.
Shout out Jill Scott.
Jilly.
Jilly from Philly. One Can Jones, my chosen brother and former podcast co-host, a unrefined sophisticate, if you will. One of my favorite stories is, or not stories, but one of my favorite things is when people get the lyrics wrong. I love it.
Yeah.
Especially in a day and age where you could just look it up.
Yeah.
Can thought that that song was Living My Life Like It's Stolen, not Golden.
Which is very interesting and with the hilarious.
Given the rest of the song,
yeah,
the words.
Taking my freedom. Yeah. Reclaiming it.
Putting it on taking it off the shelf. You know, that's mine.
Yeah. It's mine now.
Living My Life Like It's Stolen was.
Listen.
One of those things I wasn't prepared to learn when I learned it. You know?
Shout out to Can.
Isn't the song called Golden?
You know that song, Golden? Living My Life Like It's Stolen.
Oh. It's all the same.
You're right, Can. Michelle said, now I want a skate party. And you're right, Shelly Shaw.
You know what?
As soon as I read that, I was like, yeah, I could have transitioned from Kick Push into Golden at a skate party, and it would not change the rhythm at all.
It wouldn't mess it up.
No.
Michelle, can you roller skate?
I can't. I can ice skate. Well, I used to be able to ice skate. Sorry. Ask Michelle again.
Michelle, are you able to roller skate? Are you an Oaks Park veteran?
I've never been to the place.
Oh, you're not from here. So
I've never been to the place. I've heard nothing but great things about the roller skating that happens there.
I was going to ask you now, Ambush. Mm-hmm. Did I hear you say you used to ice skate?
I used to be able to.
In your hockey days.
Definitely not my hockey days.
Oh.
I used to be able to ice skate.
Why were you out on the ice,
school trip. School trip. And I took to it rather easily.
Well.
That one time.
Oh.
Never to return. So I've ice skated successfully. Oh. Whereas I have gone to many roller skating parties and have never roller skated successfully.
Have you? Okay.
Yeah.
Never roller skated successfully, but you have gotten on the skates.
Absolutely.
In the rink.
And you ride
and
the wall.
And you tried.
Ride the wall all the way around.
Okay.
Ooh, how fun this is. Not fun.
Not fun.
I'm engaging my core in ways
I wasn't prepared for.
Yeah. And probably I'm doing it the hardest way possible because this is painful. This hurts.
It's because you don't trust your body.
It's exactly what it is. I don't know this. What's happening? These wheels.
It's interesting that you found balance on easier.
Mm-hmm.
On the one blade instead of the four
that
wheels.
That push off to me was so easy. It's wham, 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 wham. It's so easy. And then with the wheels, it's like, you know, I'm Scooby Doo.
Banana peels everywhere.
I'm just legs going to the back.
I took ice skating lessons at the
Lloyd Center.
Yeah. At the old Lloyd.
Tanya Harding Lloyd Center.
No, she was at Clackamas Town Center. Thank you very much for the most part, because that's where she lived.
Oh. They had a roller skating rink there? They have ice skating rink there at Clackamas Town Center?
Heck yeah.
Is it still there?
I don't know. I haven't been to Clackamas Town Center in years. Oh. Probably. I mean, do you take the rink out?
I don't know.
Does the rink go away? You know, you can't put an infinity pool there instead. What do you can't put a Claire's.
Will said.
Uh-oh. Phil always got something to say that's real funny.
Will said. Damn.
Oh, to what?
Stolen is crazy.
Is it not? I'm about to hit him too. We're gonna leave here. I am gonna call Ked and be like, living my life like it's stolen, and just see what happens. I'll leave a voice note. I'm sure he's at work.
Oh my gosh.
No one answers their phone when they're at work anymore. You know?
You know? We used to talk all the time when we were on our
jobs. Gosh, you know, back in my day, I'd be calling people from my desk, you know?
Straight up. Phil, delivering that in two texts gave the intended intended comedic delivery. It really did.
Yeah.
It did.
Way to go.
Well, oh, yeah, I used to. What? Work phones? Right up until I started working at the once I started working at that call center, you can't make calls on those phones. You also couldn't have your cell phone on the floor
of a call center.
Well, we worked at Singular Wireless, and all our phones are free plans, free phones, and it was like, you should not have your phone out open. You should be taking these calls. You cannot be on the. So you have to, like, if you're texting somebody, you got to like hide it real quick and throw it in your drawer or stuff like that. Yeah.
Can't just do your job. I guess that'd just be asking for a little too much. You know, I worked very quickly for Nextel Wireless.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, ooh, you pay way more money than the Nike factory store does.
I can imagine. Nextel, I would have loved to work at Nextel.
Oh, God. Well, knowing they would have
I would have made more money than the Singular. Well, definitely. Yeah.
I'm not a call center girly.
I loved it.
Or guy.
I loved it.
I couldn't get into it. People were calling to pay their bill, but yelling at me. Nextel was wild in the way that you were getting charged for breathing, I think. I mean, they had the chirp function, you know, and that chirp function was costing money when they chirp. Getting people like, my bill is $1,600. What the hey is going on? I didn't last there long, y'all. I was not here for getting yelled at for people who I'm like, I
didn't do this.
You called me, number one.
I didn't do this to your bill.
I'm not calling you as a bill collector being like, hey, tricked you.
No.
Pay this.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I enjoyed it. I loved it so much. Then they laid us off. Because they closed that call center and they offered everyone a package to move to Atlanta to work at the call center there.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So
it was Cellular One that got bought out by Singular Wireless. And then Singular was doing this thing. They were all over the place, this huge relaunch, working in that call center. And then I think like after a year, they were like, okay, we're going to close the King of Prussia call center. And if you want to, you can move to Atlanta. You'll get half of your severance and your relocation fee, and then you'll start down there, but your pay rate is going to be lower, to be clear.
Oh, because it costs less money to live in Atlanta than Philly.
Yeah.
No.
And they paid our severance check and our paycheck all in one check. So the taxes ate up your paycheck. Your paycheck disappeared. Yeah. And the severance that I think it was like a $9,000 severance. Added your paycheck after taxes, it came down to like 7 racks. See you on your way. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll tell you, I've only had one. And I'm not even sure. Like, she had a dual role that probably shouldn't have been, you know, like head of two different things. Mm-hmm. I feel like you shouldn't be the head of two departments, you know? Mm-mm. How are we really? But. Anyway, only one person who ever really paid attention to those things for the workers. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, when I pay you this relocation, because it's not a salary, there's a different tax rate on it, and this and that and blah. And like, she did everything for me to make it the most beneficial as the employee. Rather than making sure that, or just doing the part of the company that, you know, fulfilling their obligation. They said they'd pay me this money for this relocation. They said this, that, but broke it down and was like, if I just give you this check, you're going to lose 40% of that.
Jeez.
because it's a different tax rate. Now, this was many years ago. Right. I don't know if anything's the same or different, but I remember asking a friend way back then who knows these things and was like, wow, no HR or, you know, finance person that I've ever worked for has helped the employees like that. So, everybody that worked, that got the opportunity to work with her knows exactly how much she cared about us.
Yeah. The second you started telling the story, I was like, yep, HR, I remember.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, what do you want to jump into first here, Ambush? We have...
You want to do a local story.
Well, then I'd like to hop right into Newport because we are seeing ramped up ICE action all around the country for sure. But in our, you know, not so itty bitty postage stamp of a state, Hillsboro is getting lots of action, apparently. Newport. And I'm obviously Portland, but a lot of folks are starting to understand that metro areas and the more populated parts of a state do not want this action.
At all.
At all.
No.
Newport erupts in protests over rumored ICE detention facility at Municipal Airport. Like, I just feel like we should... It shouldn't even... A coastal Oregon community known for its fog-cooled summers and tight-knit fishing culture has been thrust into a national immigration controversy after local officials warned that the Trump administration may be eyeing Newport's Municipal Airport as the site of the state's first immigration and customs enforcement detention center. The alarm was sounded November 10th when city manager Nina Vedder and mayor Jan Kaplan issued a statement pointing to a series of unusual developments, including the sudden relocation of a Coast Guard rescue helicopter and job postings for detention officers that suggested federal plans were underway. Since then, the city of 10,000 has become a flashpoint for both local and statewide opposition. In the weeks following the announcement, hundreds of residents packed two public meetings, voicing unanimous rejection of any detention facility on the Oregon coast. The state of Oregon and a local fishermen's group have each filed lawsuits seeking to restore the relocated rescue helicopter, arguing that the aircraft is essential for safety during the dangerous winter fishing season.
Right.
Meanwhile, top state leaders, including U.S. Senator Ron Wyden, Governor Tina Kotek, and U.S. Rep. Val Hoyle, have demanded answers from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, but have received no clarification. Quote, should a community be able to have some say on whether a major facility like this moves into their neighborhood? I think the answer is yes, said State Rep. David Gomberg, warning that the federal silence has fueled public fear. Newport's aggressive pushback reflects broader tensions across Oregon, where local governments have clashed with federal immigration operations amid intensified enforcement. Communities from Hillsboro to Cottage Grove have wrestled with how much to cooperate with federal authorities, and advocates point to Oregon's longstanding sanctuary laws as evidence that the state can successfully resist federal pressure. Quote, people know that we can win on this, said Sidra Pearson of the Rural Organizing Project, citing past victories in ending ICE contracts and blocking immigration detentions in other Oregon facilities. Despite a defense contractor withdrawing its initial inquiry and some job postings disappearing, signals of federal interest continue. Wyden's November 23rd town hall drew around 600 residents, including families who shared emotional stories of loved ones detained by ICE. For many Latino residents, who make up nearly 17% of Newport's population.
Wow.
17%. The rumors have deepened anxiety. City Councilor Angel
Aparicio
Reyes said he has had to tell his young daughter that even U.S. citizenship might not protect him from being mistakenly targeted. Mm-hmm. Community groups report that some immigrant families are skipping work, school, and public events out of fear of attracting attention. And we know that that is very, very true.
Yeah.
The city has now hired outside legal counsel to prepare for what may many expect to be a prolonged fight. Advocates warn the airport's remote location could become a hub for rapid deportations, impacting the area's Guatemalan and Mexican workforce that fuels local industries from seafood processing to hospitality. And while ICE and the Coast Guard have declined to detail their plans, Newport leaders say they are ready for a battle. Quote, they have a fight on their hands, said immigration attorney Kate Sinkins. Nobody is happy and nobody will take these jobs. People will boycott any company that works with the ICE facility. Mark my words.
Those are very, very strong words to mark. I love it. I love
That's
it.
That's confidence in your community.
Straight up.
And I think you can be pretty confident in the community, right? Yeah. Where I get worried is the outside of the community, people who are like, yeah, man, I'm ready for that signing bonus, or I need that, you know.
Wow. People so will travel for the travel. For
absolutely.
The job.
Absolutely. I mean, we're in a place where, number one, you shouldn't even be anywhere near the Oregon coast. Get away.
Right.
Get away, you dirtbag.
Scram.
Second, I absolutely cannot understand, like, truly wrap my mind around whatever it is, no matter the reason, you could need new body parts and new organs, and your children need new organs. I do not understand the mindset of somebody who will say, I didn't ever have this on my, you know, vision board. Mm. I wasn't going to be an immigration officer.
Mm. And
but
I am one.
Times are so tough. You know, it's the only job I can get. That kind of thing. Nah.
Times are so tough. I got to jump out on people at their
times
jobs.
Are so tough. You have to get, listen, when times get tough and you start breaking the law to live and survive, I absolutely understand.
Right.
When times get tough and you break the law for the law, don't understand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely do not understand times getting tough and you becoming an oppressor. I absolutely do not understand the idea that anybody who is having it rough financially right now does not already feel that they're in the same boat as the person they're about to jump out on. I don't know how in this day and age you can still think there's a separation between you and the Guatemalan.
Right.
This Texas ambush hit him with a scram.
Amscray.
I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't care how big the signing bonus is. I don't care how much that's the most money you've ever made. I don't care. You have to hide your face.
Right.
And then you have to do a bunch of substances to either keep it going or to forget how you spent your day.
Right. Your dastardly day.
The amount of people of color that are immigration officers is it is absolutely never going to stop breaking my brain. And I know all the whys. Yeah, I know the justifications. I know all of the reasons, the indoctrination, the reasons they would even believe in what they're doing is the right patriotic thing to do. And it still breaks my brain that you could be a part of not just completely trampling people's rights, trampling them. You are also going to be a part of ripping their families apart, ruining lives going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Folks are working. Folks are going to school. And this entire administration is just like, we're getting all the criminals out.
Mm-hmm.
They're fighting the mistakes they make in court. They're not saying, oh, no, 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 that was an American citizen. Get them out of there.
No, they're not. They're like, oh, no, that's a person who was on their
way.
Them.
That's a person who's doing the immigration the legal way, the way that we have said they can do it. No, 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 get them out of there. No. They literally play, what's the thing, three-card Monty? Like, yeah. they play that with the people.
Shell game.
It's a complete and total shell game. You go from Vermont to Louisiana for what?
Yeah.
Like, we're in, this is, this should be real easy to unify around. ICE needs to be out of everywhere. Not, you know, we need to be seen. Shout out to, I was watching Majority Report and Sam Cedar was like, you know, it's kind of surprising to me that nobody's taking garden hoses. And, you know, I think you just put nails 360 and just throw them in front of tires.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we keep seeing video, or I keep seeing a lot of videos of people finding who the ICE officers are. And I'm talking specifically here.
Mm.
Or like, and shout out to those pages, because I'm over there, my parents, just getting my life handed to me every day. And when I take a quick little break and I look at something, if I open Threads, one of the first things I see is like, spotted ICE agent Hillsboro, blah blah blah, they give you the car, like that is important intel, right?
Absolutely.
Now somebody needs to throw a hose with some nails in it in front of that car. Because this is the thing, just like what the police do, in my opinion, the police don't shoot tires out. You need to be shooting at tires. If you're gonna pull that gun out because a car drove off and you're shooting at the back window.
Right.
You're trying to kill somebody.
Right.
Do you want the car to stop? I want the car to stop. I want them to not be able to continue to go. I don't want you to be able to patrol. I want you to have to go fix four flats before you're... I need you to go get a new rental before you can get back out there on the streets of Hillsboro. I'm just saying there's ways.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I definitely hear what Sam's saying.
Are you like, that's just a little too much?
No, I don't think it's too much. There are different ways that people show up in the revolution, in the fight. Those willing to do something like that. Yeah, I'm surprised we haven't seen anything like that yet, because that's an easy little situation to put together. But honestly, the first thing that popped in my head was, how would they counteract that? Okay, now they're equipping the vehicles with ride flats, which is going to cost taxpayers more. That's literally where my mind went, right?
I'm not even now, mad at
just,
that.
Yeah, yeah, but it's just like, it doesn't matter. Whatever slows down.
Yeah.
Whatever slows down the operation.
I'm down to pay for the, and, you know, I'm a person, so I'm not saying anything about anybody else's, but I'd rather pay more money for something. I mean, I don't want to pay any money to them. But what I mean is, if you are being halted, if they are being inconvenienced, if they are having to go rent another car. If they're having to go from a Ford Explorer to a U-Haul because they can't get one, yeah, I'm here for it.
Whatever the impedance is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because you're not, and by that, you know, you're not harming anyone. You aren't doing any, you know what I mean? Like, it's not, I'm just saying, there are a lot of people doing what they can by putting their bodies on the line. And I am not saying to stop doing that. More bodies in front of these things, you know,
see more strategy.
I want to see more strategy that stops these people, because these are the same people that want to be able to run you over. Mm-hmm. And so if they are in a certain state, they might just run you over.
Yeah.
And they may not care what state they're in. Maybe they'll just run you over because.
Rudo said, moving that Coast Guard emergency chopper over an hour away from Newport and its crabbing community to build another detention camp just shows how little this government cares about all the citizens to target the hardworking, not whites.
Yeah.
And yeah, I remember seeing some coverage about them moving that chopper a couple of months ago. And I'm like, that doesn't make sense. Like, what did we, like, I believe at one point there was two choppers there. I could be wrong. But they're like, yeah, they moved the first one, then they moved the second. I'm like, what? Why would you do that? Like, if so, it's where it's supposed to be for an emergency. It's like moving the lifeguard
inside the building.
Yeah, putting inside the building away from the pool. What are we doing? That should have been an immediate, no, we're not going to do that. We're not releasing this chopper. This chopper, whatever, like, that should be all the conversation right now. Not only are we not allowing an ICE facility, bring the chopper back. We're not even having a conversation about this facility anymore. Where are the choppers? Let's get the choppers back. There are people here right now that if there's an emergency situation, you've already made steps to jeopardize them. So let's bring the choppers back. Like, let's not even have this additional conversation about facility that none of us want.
Right.
Let's get the choppers back. It's harrowing to even think. Like, oh my goodness. I couldn't imagine. You're out there working and you make the emergency call. And now what? You just got to wait it out? It's an emergency. You can't wait out emergencies. Like, nah, man. Ugh. Terrible. 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 I don't like it.
Can I ask y'all a question real quick? This is unrelated to what we were just talking about.
All right.
Do you remember way back in 2021? January 5th. Not 6th.
Mm-hmm.
January 5th, there was a figure that appeared to be planting pipe bombs around the DC area, around the Capitol, I think. Do you remember this?
I do.
Do y'all remember this? Because I remember as it was happening, a lot of folks being, a lot of internet folks being like, that's Marjorie Taylor Greene. That's Marge, and she's in charge, and she is out here planting pipe bombs. What an incredible thing to see. Does anybody remember this?
Oh, yeah.
Well, apparently they have now got a suspect.
After all this time?
Well, they cleared Marge as a suspect many years ago, like, you know, during the time. And it's kind of like, you would say that, wouldn't you?
You're not falling for it.
That kind of thing. Well, of course you would tell me it's not her. I'm not seeing any new footage that makes the identity any clearer, but they are saying that they have a suspect now in custody. A one Brian Cole.
Okay.
I'm sure up next to receive some sort of Trump commutation or high five,
right?
Medal of Honor, pat on the back and butt,
right?
You know, I just thought that this was mad interesting that one, they even cared to keep going,
right?
You know,
especially in this current administration,
right?
Y'all care about that?
I feel like this is the kind of thing that they meant to bury, and then, you know, there was a crossed wire.
Somebody brought it up.
Yeah.
Did, is it that they just now were able to identify Mr. Cole, or is it just now getting out? Like, this is something that's just, like, a new report has found that, blah, 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 blah. Or they had been investigating this whole time, and just now found Mr. Cole.
So this says, basically, that in the years since this happened, investigators have asked for the public's help in identifying that figure.
Oh, wow.
Seen on surveillance. They have struggled to answer those basic questions, including the person's gender and motive and whether that was tied to the Capitol riot the next day. The FBI last January released new details, and those new details included an estimate that the person was about 5'7" and previously unseen video showing the person planting one of the pipe bombs. Again, none of what they put out was really different than previous, I guess, with the exception of a height.
Okay.
And I don't know how tall Marjorie Taylor Greene is, but I think it's probably closer to like 5'1".
Yeah.
So for years, the FBI struggled to identify a suspect despite hundreds of tips and tens of thousands, I'm sure, video files that, and so many interviews like that. There are Republican lawmakers, of course, that were pushing conspiracy theories about those pipe bombs. House Republicans were criticizing security and, you know, saying that how dare something like this even be able to happen? How could law enforcement fail and not find everything? You know, it's amazing that they always have those questions about failure of law enforcement when they believe themselves not to be in charge.
Right.
But
at the same time.
But they were in charge.
Right.
Yeah. That wasn't a story that we planned to talk about. So sorry for throwing that in there. I'm very intrigued by that being news right now.
Yeah.
Especially as they are pardoning and have pardoned the Jan Sixers, you know? An entire group of people that now feel pretty emboldened, so much so that a bunch of them just continue to recommit crimes. New crimes, old crimes, more crimes. Do crimes.
A couple more texts with regards to the Newport story. Rudo hit him with the classic, get to the chopper.
Wait, did you see Rudo's ambush? The Grouch is my new favorite Sesame Street character.
Totally missed that. Thank you, sir. Thank you. And Michelle said, the Trump administration has been so consistent in thinking that people will choose racism over their own material well-being. Thank goodness they're being proved so wrong about that all over, even in rural and Republican eras. Areas. Yeah.
I did not see this many people opposing ICE.
Yeah.
I did not see that coming.
Yeah.
Especially in rural areas.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
That is part of the, you know, separation and division that is urban and rural. I cannot say that word.
Mm-hmm. Rural.
Always reminds me of the 30 Rock episode, The Rural Juror.
Yeah.
And I cannot do
rural juror.
Either of those words, apparently. Simply because I would have, Michelle, I would have said they're right to bank on that.
Same.
I would have said, yeah, too many people do choose racism over their own material well-being. That's how we're here.
Yeah.
And I would say that I'd be right. And I would say that you are also right. Because they're not right now. And at least in the moment of opposition and not having political power opposition, there are the people are resisting. And I want so badly to see us unite and resist harder, resist louder, resist bigger, resist more of the things.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right. People are starting to understand that the racism is not actually the factual science they had in their mind, you know, like,
yeah, the spine of racism is that division, you know what I'm saying? Like, in order to really embrace that racist mindset, you got to believe that you are better and you are independent of the next person. And, you know, all you need is your superiority. In a situation like this, where capitalism and oppression and imperialism is, they've ramped it up so much and have, you know, tightened the vice so much that people who I think normally wouldn't be allies on such on different issues are being forced into situations quite quickly. It's like, it's one thing if, you know, immigration stepped up by a certain percentage every year versus the switch being flipped and we're seeing whole communities, whole industries, small businesses being decimated because of what's happening. Like, small towns, people are reacting like, wait a minute. This is not just affecting this particular business I have a relationship with. This is now affecting my life personally. Yeah. Like this, hey, pump the brakes. And the administration's response to hearing pump the brakes is ramp it up. And now people are like, whoa, you know what? I don't need you to pump. Stop it. Initially, I wanted you to pump the brakes so we could talk about it. I don't even want to talk about it. Stop it. Stop.
Be done.
You're not listening to me. Stop. Yeah. Yeah. Because I would say, you know, racism is the default for a lot of folk. And they, you know, they rest in that. But when you are also now taking a beating because it's about classism over that, it's like, oh, wow. My whiteness, my proximity to whiteness, my token blackness, whatever.
My proximity to power.
Proximity to power. None of that matters anymore. Crap. Yeah. Game changing.
I just don't know. Okay. I got to stop starting my sentences that way. I continue to struggle with that being a cycle. That we are, it is absolutely cyclical. It is like, there should be a more well-rounded and understood class consciousness that does not exist yet. And I do know that these are, I know the reasons why opposition to, you know, working people's solidarity is always going to show up real loud with money, show up real loud with more indoctrination, more propaganda, more, all of those things. So it baffles me that in at least my lifetime, there have been multiple big dips in the economy and people's ability to earn. Like, massive layoffs and then just being like, well, we'll create more jobs means absolutely nothing if all those people are laid off from car manufacturing and now we don't do that, right? And we're investing in the infrastructure of AI.
Right.
That isn't necessarily a translatable skill. That isn't like a, and now you just go work at the AI factory. And it's, you know, the smaller towns are going to be hit harder because there is less of a market.
Yeah.
And it costs so much more money to live in the city that there are more jobs available, but you might need three of them as a one person.
Right.
And for some reason, we've been able to, you know, they've been able to convince a bunch of our fellow working class people that that's just life.
That's just, it is what it is. That's what it takes these days.
That's just what it takes to
achieve the eggs. American dream.
That's just what it takes to buy eggs. Yeah. And later, after you've learned how to save your, you know, stop being such a dirty consumer and having avocado toast and a latte in the morning, then you'll be able to buy a house, you degenerate. And then once you're finally able to buy a house, you're rich.
Right.
It's all worked out. American dream achieved.
Yeah. Get it together. Yeah.
We are like right now dealing with a houseless crisis across the country that is being so propagandized that for the last 5 years, grifters have been able to go into all of these cities and say, look at me, I can help.
Yeah.
I know how to do it. My name is Kevin Dahlgren, and I know how to get out there and get to the people and get them the things. And then they steal the money intended for the houseless people. No money goes back to those houseless people because they figured out, oh, that guy took it.
Right.
They lose track of families. They lose track of people because of these grifters who go out there and go, I moved them. Don't worry, guys. I got them out of the way.
Mm.
All over. And we have vacancies on top of vacancies on top of vacancies because rich people do not care about us poors. And when I say poors and when I say rich, I do not mean you have six figures. You have a six figure salary. I am not talking to you about right. eating you.
No.
If you are working in order to continue the lifestyle you live, you are working class. I don't care if you identify with it or not. The fact of the matter is, not enough of us have any sort of ability to have cushion the way that there was cushion previously,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And for what some people's parents were able to do for them, they may never be able to do that for their kids if they have them. But I cannot even fathom being able to own a home right now. And I have been trying to own a home for the last 15 years.
Mm.
And I can't fathom it. There's just not the same, you know, like my parents did not have a, here's your house fund, here's your, you know, like, that's not a thing. There's no big inheritance coming my way. They have nothing to pass down to me in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
And again, vacancy on top of vacancy on top of vacancy. We have housing. We have units. We have places for every single person to be. And we are not opposing enough to the wealthy people that say starve. Die. Don't care. You're trespassing. Get away yeah. from my building. Get away from my big, pretty, empty building. Something could happen to it.
You're just too close.
You're just too close. And then the police come and crush that person so they can protect that property that is supposed to be housing that person that they refuse to house. I don't even know how I got here. But we are not we're not resisting enough to what is happening to us right now in front of us.
Right.
There is no question. Unless you are incredibly wealthy, you are in the same boat. It just takes longer to get to your seat. They just come to you last or whatever. You know what I mean? But like you still sync with us.
Yeah. Yeah.
You still sync with us and they still win. I just don't understand why we would even be willing to allow that storyline to continue. We absolutely know what oppression means. We know what colonization means. We absolutely know what it looks like when a neighborhood gets gentrified. We know when they are talking urban renewal. We know all of the tricks.
Right.
Somehow.
Right.
We continue to get duped. And when I'm talking about getting duped, I'm talking about the people that think that they want change and are trying to do something different. There are absolutely people that are out here right now who do not want anybody to have action at a nicer life. So they will absolutely vote against their own interests every single day. I remind you.
Give it to them.
When pools were integrated, white people said, fill the pool.
Let's get some cement in that thing.
We won't swim then. If that's not, you know, fighting against your own interest, your own self-interest, I don't know what is. I refuse so much to be in the same area as those people. I won't swim. But that wasn't the story, was it? They did swim. They made country clubs. And they were able to then keep all of the non-pristines on out of there as well.
Non-pristine's a way to put it. That's definitely a way to put it, for sure.
I just assumed that that's how they would say it,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Or they dress it up. You're listening to X-Ray FM at KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And in the Halem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. We got some X-ray, text messages.
X-ray. Bob, I missed that drop.
Bob said, I used to say eat the rich, but then I became vegan. Now I just say tax them to the max.
Tax them to the max,
and
baby.
Use the money to buy tofu. I'm not mad at that.
You know what, Bob? You're a day maker. You are a day maker, Bob. I don't want to eat the rich either. I do not hate the slogan. But I mean, I think it is the kind of thing that ends up like defund the police. People purposely miss the point. And you want to kill all rich people or something. Right. And like, that's very obviously not the goal. And you know why it's not the goal, you guys? You guys, we're not as dumb as you think, okay? Your money is tied up in trusts and, you know, estates and foundations.
All the things.
And all sorts of stuff. Just you being off does not mean we get the money. That does not mean the taxes get paid.
Right.
We are not looking for people like we are looking to mitigate and stop harm, not continue it in perpetuity the way hoarding all of the earth's resources does.
Yeah.
And there's a big diff in that regard.
Well, guess what, guys?
Nope, I've bored Ambush to death.
You have not. That's you have that. Not. I've been getting some work done here, man.
Oh,
working on this show.
Go real ahead. Quick, Dibs. Shout out to Dibs. Good morning.
Yo.
Dibs said, tax the corporations more while you're at it. 1,000%.
For sure.
Tax them more. I can't imagine why so many politicians are still getting, why lobbyists are still so good. You know what I mean? Like, why are they still so effective?
Effective?
Haven't y'all got all the houses and boats? You haven't gotten enough trips to Cancun yet?
No, no. As long as you increase the buy, they're always going to be effective. You only offered me $100,000 last year. You got $200,000? Sure, let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know, I don't know what's wrong with me and where I went wrong as an American, a homegrown citizen.
Yeah. Why didn't you choose corruption early in your life?
I don't know.
We'd be well off right now.
We would be really well off.
Yeah.
I would, you know, be laughing in Balenciaga or something.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
We wouldn't miss a single Catalina wine mixer. We'd be there.
You know, I do love Catalina. It's a wonderful place.
Guess what?
And I've never been to the wine mixer. So
you've never
been.
That's a crate in my Serato.
It's just Yacht Rock.
Yeah. Don't you guys steal that. All right.
Yeah, too late.
All right. So this show was made possible thanks to one Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush. Mm-hmm. Our podcast editor, Kyle G, Residual Audio.
Ba, 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 ba.
Thank you so much for all the engagement this morning. Kyle will make sure all the texts are in the notes. The playlist is updated. And yeah, man.
I wonder where AJ and Carlos are. Just, you know.
Getting work done. I was going to say shout out to everyone that joined us on Monday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We always love you guys hopping in there Monday nights. That crowd is building.
And
love the overlap. You know what I'm saying? But don't let the individuals distract you from the systems. Poverty is a policy choice. People over profits. Power to the people. None of us are free until we are all free. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned for Tom Hartman. We will catch you Monday night at 6:30 on the YouTubes. And stay up with us because there are some dates. I took a look at our calendar and I was like, oh, there's some holiday dates in there. I was like, we're not broadcasting that day. We're not broadcasting that day.
Oh.
And some time off coming up, you know? Fourth quarter type
stuff.
Tell
my parents. It's going down.
Oh, goodness.
No war but class war. Hey. Solidarity forever. Bye.